Good morning. I'm really grateful to share this opportunity with Heather. This, I believe, that the incarnation, which of course we will be anticipating coming up in Advent, which is Christ's birth, is God's response to our pain. I'll come back to that a little later. For so long, growing up, I heard from the church that humanity's pain and suffering were all a part of God's plan, and that we became stronger because of our pain. I accepted this until pain came knocking at my door. My mom was diagnosed with cancer, an inoperable brain tumor, when I was a junior in high school. This sent me spiraling and would lead to so many questions. My mom would pass away 7 years later in 2010. I consistently heard that my mom's pain was all a part of God's will and that now she's in a better place. I found myself not accepting those answers because if my mom's suffering was a part of God's will, then I didn't want to believe in God anymore. What kind of God plans for their creation's suffering? One who's sadistic. Another response, which felt more honest and realistic, was that God was silent and didn't respond at all. God felt silent to me. And so I fell into questioning God's presence and existence. Now I come back to the incarnation. I believe Christ's birth is a response to humanity's pain, that God chose to enter into our pain and suffer alongside us. Jesus journeyed and suffered alongside the marginalized and serves as the ultimate example of how we as Christ followers can respond to the world's and our own pain. I now look back and realize that God was in the midst of my mom's cancer. Whether it was our church family providing for all of our meals, or friends volunteering to sit with my mom so my dad, brother, and I could have a night out. God wasn't silent, but rather spoke loud and clear through the presence of others. I want to leave you with a beautiful poem that I actually have a wood burning of right in our kitchen. It's by the poet Rupi Kaur, and it describes God's presence amidst our pain. My God is not waiting inside a church or sitting above the temple steps. My God is the refugee's breath as she's running, is living in the starving child's belly, is the heartbeat of the protest. My God does not rest between pages written by holy men. My God lives between the sweaty thighs of women's bodies sold for money, was last seen washing the homeless man's feet. My God is not as unreachable as they'd like you to think. And my God is beating inside us infinitely.